السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. کنٹینیوئنگ ود دا بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سو وین عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ, وین ناؤ دا امت صحابہ نانوم اینڈ ادرز دیٹ وی دیر, دے ناؤ ٹوک بیعت ٹو ہم, میننگ ہی ناؤ بیکیم دا خلیف, رائٹ. سو ہی اسٹوڈ ان فرنٹ آف دا پیپل اینڈ ہی ڈکلیئرڈ how he is going to rule, what will be his, you know, like how the governments, they say, this is our constitution. Well, they can't even decide what their constitution is. In deen, we are so fortunate. Allah Ta'ala finished decide everything for us. We just have to follow them. Simple. The other day, one lawyer came, so he's saying, no, you're not dealing with the divorce cases properly. Before the husband issues the divorce, you almost make sure you sort out the visitation rights, what's the nafaqa the wife is going to get, how much expenses for the children, where they're going to stay, this, that. Then only he must give the divorce. So I told him, no, bhai, you got it wrong. I said, see, all these things here are already sorted out before they even got married. Before we were even born, it's already sorted out. Allah Pak finished give all the guidelines. The problem is we don't want to follow those guidelines. Then we got jagra. Then there's a fight. No? Gee. So he stood and he declared his approach to ruling, explaining that he would follow the guidelines of the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will follow in the footsteps of his two seniors, meaning Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an. He also stated that he was going to run the people's affairs with forbearance and wisdom. He won't be hasty with people. He won't just punish people. He have a lot of forbearance and a lot of hikmat, a lot of wisdom. But he would accept no compromise. When it comes to dini rulings, when it comes to the hudud, you see the sad thing, today's zamana, even those people that are advocating Sharia rule. They say we want Sharia rule, but then in the same breath, they say, but the hudud we leave it. The hudud we leave it one side, for now. The hudud is the main thing. The whole justice system of Islam, it revolves around the hudud. This is why when Sahaba radiallahu anhum tried to intercede on behalf of that lady who had committed theft, the case was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the case wasn't brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they sorted it out amongst themselves, they made maaf everything, the story was over. But now they brought the case to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed a ruling that her hand must be cut. So now they went to intercede. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so upset. He ascended the minbar, face is red. And he delivered a khutbah and he said the people of the past were destroyed because of this. That when some person of a high lineage or something commits some crime, then no, we mustn't exercise the hudud. And somebody who's like no one in society, no, we have to carry out the hudud. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement. He said, even if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to commit a theft, her hand will be cut. That is the justice system in Islam. So Usman radhiyallahu anhu is saying, I'll be forbearant, I'll be tolerant, all other things. But when it comes to the hudud, there'll be no compromise. It will be carried out. Because that is law from Allah. You can't compromise anything there. Then he warned them against feeling content with worldly things and being tempted by worldly trivia. Lest that leads them to compete with one another. You see, when you become a dunyadar, then it's about what phone I got, what phone you got. What tacky I'm wearing, what tacky you wearing. Which package you took for Umrah, where you stayed, where I stayed. What car I'm driving, what car, which neighborhood you living in. Which architect you got to do your house, which one I got to do my house. How much I paid for this. When you get older, then they even They even competing about how much they spent on medical bills. Everything is a competition. They can't compete on anything else. Now they're competing on medical bills. Which hospital you went? Which your medical aid? We know medical aid is haram. That's the fatwa that we follow. Medical aid is haram. But now which medical aid you got? What they cover? What they don't cover? Everything is... So this is what Usman radiallahu anhu was warning us. That don't compete. You're going to get involved in worldly trivia. You're going to get content with worldly things. Then what will happen? You'll start competing with one another. And when this happens, it will stir up grudges and resentment. Today, this is why the ummah can't go in jihad. Because our hearts are not united. Which would in turn lead to division and disunity in the ummah. That's what's happening. Division and disunity. Uthman radiallahu anhu was looking with insight to the future and at the turmoil that might emerge in the ummah as the result of nafsani desires and striving and competing in the accumulation of worldly wealth. So he said, I have been given a responsibility and I have accepted it. Verily I am a follower of the sunnah and not a bidati. I'm not an innovator. I follow the sunnah. I don't innovate my own things. I promise you that in addition to following the Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif, and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will do three other things. Following the example of those who came before me with regards to what you have agreed upon and decided, and what is decided by good people openly. In other words, the ijma of the ummah, the consensus of the ummah. Whatever is the consensus of the ummah in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, I will follow that same ijma. And not interfering with you except when a had is required. When hudud is required, then I will enforce the law. This world is tempting and it makes itself attractive to people so that many people are inclined towards it. Do not be content with this world and do not put your trust in it because it is not trustworthy. The world is not trustworthy. Understand that these worldly temptations will not go away unless you ignore them. If you keep getting attracted and you want to look into it and you want to check it, see now, if they're launching a new car, right? They're launching a new car. So now, you're checking now on the online. What's this car? What's the specs? What colors it comes in? What tires it's going to have? What rims it's going to have? What's the features? So now it's affecting you. It's affecting you. But another person, he doesn't even know they're launching a new car. So he's not affecting his mind. Now because you check, you know, I have to have this car. Now you can't afford the car. No. I keep getting that message from FNB. I'm approved, pre-approved for this and pre-approved for that. And I mean, we pay it off quickly. We make tawbah. You know, all those thoughts start coming. Because now you're checking the thing. So you're getting attracted to it. It's pulling you now. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, my special son Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say like a magnet. You know, you take a magnet. You leave the, as long as you bring them close, now this one starts shaking. It starts shaking. Even if it's not together, it starts shaking. But the same thing happens when you go close to the hearts of the awliya. Right? It is an attraction now. Right? But you can't take a magnet and attract a piece of wood. No. The magnet will attract magnet. See? So it depends now. If you're a dunya person, now you're getting attracted to the magnets of the dunya. You're a dini person, you get attracted to the things of deen, the people of deen. So, Usman radiallahu anhu, he's saying don't get attracted. It's like, you take now, they say World Cup. What World Cup? Our life, no change, nothing affects us. But now those people who follow this World Cup, now they follow this thing. Who won? Hey, who you think going to win today? No, that referee was like that. And Yeah? Well, they call him referee, isn't it? Referee, no, this and that coach, this and this. Hey, but I thought those people were going to take the cup. Now, hey. All the tension, pressure, everything, arguments, so many discussions. Imagine a person, he watches a whole match, right? Whole match, 1.5 hours, yeah? 45 minutes, right? 1.5 hours, he watches a match. Just to know in the end who won and lost. At the end of the day, it's just the result, right? Whatever happened inside there is nothing. What you took from there? Nothing. But now you feel so pumped up, you watch them. Hey, you saw that goal, you saw that penalty, you saw that header, you saw... At the end of it, what you got? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And people get so emotional and worked up and everything. Sometimes you get fights and all that happening over these things. That is this treacherous, deceiving dunya. So do not be content with this world. Do not put your trust in it. It's not trustworthy. And you know what? I'll tell you something. You know, one of the worst things that has happened to us is this phone. Right? Because you get people, good people, right? They're not exposed to all these things outside. They're sitting in their house. You get a lady. Now, you see, in the old days, before these phones came out, if you wanted to see exotic destinations, expensive destinations now, you had to buy very expensive magazines. There were special magazines now that advertised these things. Now, the magazine was very expensive. Why? Because a poor man can't go to those destinations. Right? So the rich man can afford that magazine, and he can afford to go to those destinations. Not that going to those destinations there's any kamal in it. But I'm trying to explain to you the frustration of people. You know, today is Zamana. Everyone is selling something. The man is working, but he's still selling something on the side. His wife is selling something. Yeah? The child is selling something. Everybody trying to make money. Why? Why? Because of this. You see, now you take an average person, working class man, right? So he works month to month, he takes out his expenses. Right? That's a big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And come holiday, end of the year or something, right, you pack the children up, go by Nani's house, Nana's house. Right, that's all day. The children go there, they run in the garden, they play with the Nani, Nana, other cousins come there, everything. They have a good all day. Then this mota will come. Come Friday evening, he'll spend the weekend there. After 1 week or so, pack them up and go home. Right? They had a holiday. That's a holiday. Now, what's happening? The wife is sitting at home. She's scrolling the internet. She is checking one bayan, in the corner one advert came there. Alright, curiosity, just check this thing. Now she went away on Facebook page now. Now they're advertising Maldives over here now. She don't even know where this Maldives is. Yeah? But now she's seeing this, the way they're showing now, everything over there, you know, man, now we must go there. Now we supposed to be reading Quran about Jannat. And say, no, I have to go there. I have to go there. So I must make my efforts to go there now. Right? But now what's happening? You want immediate gratification, you know? Same time now, you want enjoyment. Now you see the Maldives now. Or whichever kind. I'm just using the name Maldives, right? Now the husband comes home. She sends him the link. Because he got no time to talk to her. He's checking his phone. You know what one lady told me? She said, Maulana, he's a phone addict. He got no time for us. I complained to his ustad. So his ustad told him that, see, by eating time, you mustn't be with your phone. So he comes. In 5 minutes, he finished eating. Then he goes to that side. He's to open the phone again. Then he said, bring my tea over there. So tea time, he said, no, that's not eating time. Eating time, I wasn't with my phone. That's how the life is gone now. So the husband is on his own phone. Now she can't talk to him about the Maldives. So she sends him the link. Hey, check that link I sent you. Right now, now he got, now they can't afford this thing. But no, no, we have to go. Eh? We have to go. So now what now? No, I'll start selling Tupperware. I'll start selling, what? That pots, they're selling pot, AMC and whatever. Now I'll start selling that and I'll sell Avon and I'll become this agent. I'll sell some scarves and I'll do this. So I'll be saving the money for all day now. So now they're frustrated now. They're frustrated now. They're working for nothing. We bring frustration on ourselves. The husband, he's busy checking new model BMW came out. No, no, man. Hey, nah, I need this car. Now his car doesn't feel nice anymore. Hey, this one got that gadget. This one, touch screen. This one, what do you got to do with the drive? Taking you from point A to point B. Nothing. But got this, got a sunroof, got place to put my sunglasses. Oh, ah, what a motor car. Have to buy now. Have to get. So now he get involved with the bank. He's paying premiums every month. Now, every Monday, fighting, they're arguing, expenses are too much, we're not coming out, for nothing, headache, heartache, why? This dunya is like that. It's a deceptive, treacherous place. So the least you know about the dunya, the better. You stay away. For nothing, you go browse in the mall, for what? If you went there for calm, you go do your work and come out. Now you just browse, now, hey, now that shoe look nice, man. This thing there look nice, man. And, you know, in the airports, that become another fitna now. The airports are gone like shopping malls and restaurants. Airport is no more an airport, man. Eh? And now, that time, the gajua is garam, you know. Pocket is hot. Man got his dollars, got his pounds, got his currency and everything. That same thing, if he reaches home, he buy 1/3 the price, 1/4 the price, if not 1/5 of the price. Now, because in the airport, now the thing costs so much. He looks so smart now. All the lighting and he's feeling like he's a very rich man now. But his currency now, you go buy things there. Foolish. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah save us from the temptations of the world. So these worldly temptations will not go away unless you ignore them. With regards to what some people say, that when Uthman radiallahu anh gave his first speech, right? They say, no, he didn't know what to say. He didn't know. Most people said that this is unauthentic. Fabrications made against him. They say that first day when he was giving the talk, he said, oh people, the first day is difficult, but if I live, I shall deliver a proper speech. This is something that was mentioned by the author of Aqdul Farid and others who narrated these stories. But there's no sanad. There's no sanad to it. Right? It's not authentic. So we mustn't listen to things like that. Right. Then, now obviously he has taken office. Right. So now he has to now communicate with all the governors and in the different lands of the Muslim Ummah. Right. So Uthman radiallahu anh retained the same governors and the same people, right, appointed by Umar radiallahu anh. He did not dismiss any of them for a full year. Right? And this was on the advice of Umar radiallahu anh. The one who studies the letters that he sent to the governors, the amils. The amils are who? The ones who collect zakat, not the ones who make tawis. The ones who collect the zakat, they are known as the amini. And the commanders, because now you had commanders of the mujahideen, right? So if you have to read through these letters, you study these letters, we will see the policy according to which he would deal with the Ummah's affairs. How he will deal with the Ummah's affairs. So inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq and hayati, we'll try to go through some of those letters of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.